Hi and good day everyone, it's McColgan and it is Thursday the 22nd of March and it's approximately 6:20 PM and I'm outside at the filter shed for the pond. It's been an absolutely stunning day today, absolutely beautiful blue sky from morning right through to just now, wearing just a very slight hazy cloud in the west as the sun's going down, so we should get a lovely sunset tonight, hopefully. The topic of this boo is something that has been floating around in the front of my head for 2 or 3 years now, at least, and it is, along with discussing it with my wife, of course, because it's a joint topic, in other words. And the topic is actually moving home. Now, if I can explain that, I was born in this town about half a mile from where I am just now. When I was 3 or 4 years old, we moved to another house, which is in another part of town, which is still only about half a mile from where I am just now. So I am now in the third point of an isosceles triangle, if you can picture that. And during that time, when I got married at 21, my wife stayed in a nearby town about 6-7 miles away, and we couldn't get a house here, so we moved. At that time, the company I worked for gave us a house, and so it was in her town, and so we moved there and stayed there, and we had 4 kids, and I was there for 21 years, and we came back exactly 21 years ago, and back down to this house, so I was 21 years away. The strange thing about it was I was 21 when I got married and left. I was 21 years away from my hometown, not that far, granted, and I've now been back in my hometown 21 years. And the topic of moving home that never came up, because the house we've got, we've been very fortunate. We're in a lovely quiet spot with 2 good neighbours, very good neighbours. They're both couples, both the same as us, retired position, and we get on great. We love our own lives, but we get on great with each other, and where we are is a lovely little quiet quadrant, and I have open park to the back of me. So we have a lovely house, we have good neighbours, but in the past 3 or 4 years, the town itself has changed. The community of the town has changed, and the community of our local church has changed. I used to be involved in the local church, our local Roman Catholic church. I was on the fabric committee. I was involved in running some, or along with my wife, who was great at running events to raise monies. We had that going. We had summer fairs, we had Christmas fairs. And apart from that, the town was, we were perfectly happy with the town as it was then. But over the past 3, 4, 5 years, this has gradually gone down bit by bit. And for the past 2 years, I have been totally unhappy with the town. It's beginning to grow more now. It's getting far too big. Too many people moving in. The roads are incredibly busy now. And just doing anything now is just a hardship for me. I just walk through the parks. As you've probably heard, the mother boos to get out of the house for a bit. The town has nothing for me. I'm not interested in the shops. I'm not interested in and the community's gone and the church. The whole community feeling of our town, which is a market town, has gone. It's just becoming too big, too busy, too many charity shops, too many sell your gold, sell your jewellery shops, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's becoming terrible. So the past 2 years, I've been desperate to get away. Not to go immediately, but to get plan sorted out. And my wife's come round to the same viewpoint. Now, and what holds her here is our family, which is in the her hometown, if you like. She still has family up there. Her mother and father have died, but she still has a sister and a brother up there, and their families. So, and she's very close to them. And so this is always going to be the drawback for moving house. But again, today, while we're down at another town, shopping and walking round about, we discussed this on the way home again. And she's in agreement with me that we need to do something. So the decisions to move is going to be a hard one. We love where we are. We love our home. We have a lovely oversized bungalow now that the kids have all gone, far too many bedrooms. And we love the area it's in. I'm talking about the locality of the houses. But the town itself, it's lost its soul. It's lost its heart and soul. And I just feel there's nothing here. And even my wife has said that now. And even she, who's still involved in the church, has agreed that the community has gone from the parish, as it were. The community's gone from the church. Apart from going to services, there's nothing else. There's nothing going on. We feel that we're getting on now, and that we always wanted to contribute to any kind of community, to be involved, to have things to do during the day, you know, not just wait till the weekends, or wait 6 months before somebody decides that, like an event held or something. So it's all gone. The whole town's gone as far as both of us are concerned now. So the big topic is moving house. What do we do? Where do we go? Well, I know where I'd go, and I'm being serious. I would quite happily retire to a lighthouse. And I've said that all my life. I would perfectly be happy, as long as I could get internet access on my iPhone. And my wife could get to the shops now and again. So that's the point of the boo, is to try and explain that at this stage of life, we're only 62, we're not elderly as such, we don't feel elderly in any way. But if we don't do something within the next 2 or 3 years, the town's just going to get bigger and bigger and be worse for us. And as you get older, it probably become harder to let go and to leave the home you're happy in, the house you're happy in, and to go elsewhere and have to start again. So we have to do it within the next couple of years, I'd say. And that's going to be a big, it's going to be a big upheaval, it's going to be a big move, and we have to plan out where we go. Certainly the west coast of Scotland. I don't think we'll go too far north. The original plan was to go up to Ullapool. That was years ago, before reality kicked in and we said, well, it's just far too far for it to see family. We have our own family, of course. Our youngest daughter only stays a few miles from us, and we're in weekly contact with her and help her out at our events. That's my daughter that I've explained before. I help out at her events, and she'd take it pretty all out if we moved away at all, to be honest with you. But if we moved far away, I think she'd be quite distraught about that. So it's going to be a big move, a big upheaval. It's got to be done, though. We've got to get away, and we want to go to somewhere where we can have a life, and that's why I prefer the coast, especially the west coast, because even in a bad day, I mean, we've holidayed there, and even when the weather's bad, the sea draws you out. I know people who listen to this, if you've experienced that, when you, no matter what the weather is, if you are staying, even if it's on holiday at the sea, it doesn't matter what the weather is, the sea, the coastline, the rocks, the beaches, it draws you out. You've just got to get into it. And when you go out and you come back in laden with ozone in your lungs and fresh air through your hair, even a bad day, it revitalises you. You feel fresh. Even your appetite's better. And your health's much better. We've experienced that. So it has to be the coast. But now we have to decide, do we sell up completely, or do we downsize and maintain a house in this area, a smaller house, and go for a small cottage or something by the coast, on the west coast. So that's decisions that have to be made as to how we're going to go about this. And then you're thinking ahead, you know, what would happen if, well, when something happens to one of us, people say that, isn't it funny how people say, you know, when something happens to one of us, or if something happens to me, they actually mean if I die, don't they? But they say, you know, if something happens to me, just come out and say it. So, if my wife died first, I would stay where I was, because it wouldn't bother me. I'd be quite happy. And I would come and make contact with her family and her own family whenever it suited me. But if I died first, I know my wife would not want to stay out there on her own. She'd probably come back and either stay with her nearest daughter, or probably go and stay with her brother who has never married and stays across the road from her sister in the other town. He's got a house that's got plenty of rooms in it, so she could go and live with him. But that's looking way ahead when things happen. But we want to exist and have a happy life and a fulfilling life for a number of years yet, and not start talking about that stage of life. So it's going to be a big upheaval for us, but it has to be done. And certainly the only thing I'll miss is my house, my garden, my pond, my koi. I might start up again, but that's irrelevance. That's not an important. I could let it go if I had to let it go. But the point is, it's getting a life. It's getting a life back in our life again. It's getting the heart and soul, getting us motivated, something to get up for in the morning, and not just the shops and soldier through life, especially in the winter months here, which are very, very short days, long nights, terrible weather, and it's soul destroying. I think we both suffer from that syndrome now, SAD. Not in a serious case where we have to go for medication or treatment for it, but we just get so tired and depressed that living by the coast would be far, far better. We'd be drawn out to the house, I know that for a fact. So it will be a big move for us. I don't know if anybody's listening has experienced that, having to go and leave your town, not just for work, but to get away and to try and start a new life again and have a new life again. And so that is the plans, and it's getting closer and closer now that I'm starting to look on the internet for properties, just to get an idea of prices in certain areas. And it will come, because as every month goes past, even my wife becomes more and more despondent about the town and what's not happening in her life, it's not happening in our lives. And so we have to do something. We have to pull the plug on here and move and try and hopefully, with the help of God, find the correct place where we will be happy and not regret moving, but still be able to visit, even on a weekly basis, to family. So we'll see how it goes. And I certainly will, if something jumps out and something starts to happen, whether it's in the next short period of time or next year or the year after, assuming I'm still booing to you and you're still listening to me, I'll certainly keep you updated on what's happening, because obviously you can always come with us, and I would love to take you with us no matter where we go, supposing it is that lighthouse. So thanks for listening to this, and I hope I've kind of made it clear how it will be difficult, but how it's something that has to be done. It must be done if we are to have and to enjoy and feel as if we have gave something to others for another few years at least. So bye for now, and I hope you've all had a lovely day, same as us up here. I hope you've all had some lovely weather. Bye for now.